Hey, Arizona guy, good to hear from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Fellow foodies, we did it. We have arrived. Yay. Not only have we arrived, we have survived. And what have we survived? We have survived the first annual Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. We started drinking beer at about noon, and we are doing the official after party right here for the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. We are live from Gio Taco on the fourth, on the corner of 4th and Congress in the heart of downtown, having a great time. Now, if you're driving around in your car and you think you're leaving the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl, you've got a wristband on your arm, why don't you come back to Gio Taco? Because listen to this, fellow foodies. If you have a wristband from the crawl and you have an ID saying that you are a local Tucsonan, our friends at Gio Taco are going to slash 20% off your entire bill. We are having a party. The red carpet is being rolled out for you here at Gio Taco, again, on the corner of 4th and Congress on downtown's historic East End. And we are so excited that you've tuned in On the Menu Live like you do every Saturday at 4 right here on Power Talk 1210. And we are having another Power Happy Hour here. Now, when you're thinking of Happy Hour and you're thinking about who is going to occupy the coveted celebrity co-host seat, you know, these are issues that we take very seriously, and today we thought, you know, there's a lot going on in our guest's life. She's really keeps her palate on the pulse of the local culinary and cocktail scene. She's our good friend, a writer for the Tucson Weekly, and from the well-fed foodie herself, and boy, we got some news to break today. My good friend Rita Conley is in the house.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good. Rita, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Lots of exciting things going on.
Now, let me ask you this, Rita, did you participate in the first annual Tucson Craft Beer Crawl?
I'll be honest with you, no, I didn't, because I knew I had to be on the show and I wanted to sound somewhat as relative, or at least with it.
Well, all I can say is thank goodness there's a 7-second delay, because I've been drinking beer since noon. But anyway, I see that you have decided to enjoy a lovely draft beer here at Gio Taco. You got a Dragoon session, it looks like.
It's the Dragoon, I believe it's the, not the session.
It's not the Stronghold session?
It is the Stronghold session, yes.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we love about Brian Metzger, he surveys the landscape of great local craft brewers here in Tucson. We love Dragoon. They set the bar pretty high, and I love this session beer.
It's nice. It'll keep you warm almost, you know what I mean? Cool and warm at the same time.
And that's absolutely magnificent. Well, anyway, cheers to you. I don't know how come I don't have a cocktail. Probably because I've had all the libations that
working.
One can imagine. I have been working. But anyway, so here you are. I'm so excited that you're on the show, because just a few days ago, you launched something really cool. And I think, you know, all of us in the food world, we're just sort of expecting you to do this, waiting for you to do this. You now have launched your own blog, and I'm so excited about this.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited about it too, Matt. It's a well-fed foodie blog on WordPress. And I'm not a very technological person, and for years I just let that kind of get in my way. And then I had a young friend who had hers started, and I thought, well, heck, I'm going to do it. And I did. And I have it's really nice, because I've been doing the Well-Fed Foodie on Facebook for, you know, a while. So I've got, you know, pictures. I've got a lot of resources. I've got a lot of, you know, something to do every couple of days. So it's kind of works out really nice, and it's been fun. I've gotten a lot of good response from it.
Oh, I'm sure you have. And on the Well-Fed Foodie on Facebook, of course, we're regular followers of the chatter that you're inspiring on your Facebook page, and I have challenged all of our listeners, go to the Well-Fed Foodie on Facebook, and I challenge you not to, you know, to look at these photos that Rita posts and not make reservations at the very restaurants from which you took these photos. I mean, these restaurants should be paying you a fee, for crying out loud.
I think my camera must be magic, because I they turn out way better than I ever think they're going to. The only problem I have is once I start drinking, I got to stop taking pictures, because then they start getting blurry, you know. So, and it's not me seeing blurry; it's blurry.
Right. So, what's the objective with the blog? So, you've got this great Facebook audience, and you've established this brand as the well-fed foodie. But now you have this canvas that you're creating this conversation around great food and great cocktails in the blog atmosphere. What's the objective with this?
Well, to expand it a little bit. You know, with Facebook, it's been basically a lot of Tucson this, Tucson that, you know, with my opinion about something every now and then. Or when I travel, I'll write about what I'm going to, you know, the food I eat when I travel. But with this, I kind of want to get out in the world a little bit more, even though that may sound kind of backwards. I feel it's more, it's got a really good look to it, I think. And it's, you know, I've been wanting to do it for so long. And I think with this, I can get a little bit more professional, maybe the word is. I'm not really sure. I just want to get my name out there. They get the well-fed foodies, you know. People who find out know who the well-fed foodie is.
Right.
And so it just kind of like, it was time. It was maybe past time, but it was time. And I've been feeling really good about it. And every day I learn how to do something more on it. Like today I learned how to download a Vimeo. And so that I was real excited about that.
You're lapping me on your technological
sophistication. Well, I don't know if I can do it again. I mean, you know, I did it once. So we'll see what happens the next time I want to do it.
I love it. Now, you know, for many years, Rita, a lot of people know your work with the Tucson Weekly, and you actually have done, I think, one of the most difficult jobs in town, and that is to review restaurants. Now, do you see the Well-Fed Foodie blog as a review site, or is this something really just helping to tell the stories about things that you find fascinating on the street?
I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a little bit more a step back from the review. I do that enough. You know, I enjoy it. I love it. It's the best job in the world. But this is nice to do something a little bit different, you know, to promote a new restaurant, to promote a chef, to promote you. I mean, people, my foodie friends, you know, and that's kind of how I'm looking at it, just to kind of go above and beyond what I do on my day job, I guess is what you call it, you know.
Well, I think everybody should bookmark Well-Fed Foodie on the internet, on their desktops, because this is kind of a great destination for people to get interesting and fun and different news about what's going on in the culinary and cocktail scene.
Right.
And I think it's almost like a map, a destination. So how can people find you online? What's the best way to get to the blog?
I think, again, you're talking to a non-techno person, I think if you go to Well-Fed Foodie at the Well-Fed Foodie blog, Well-Fed Foodie, either one, I think, at WordPress.com, I think you should be able to get into it. I've been posting on Facebook as well the link, so if you might be able to go that way with it. And it has gotten better. I mean, the first couple of days I posted, only part of the article showed up. But, you know, Karen Zoldan has kind of been helping me a little bit.
I love her.
I do, too. And she's my guru, my techno guru guide. And so she's helped a little bit. And then you know, so it's just expanding it a little bit, getting a little bit more, you know, maybe more magazine-ish, maybe, you know, get out of Tucson a little bit, you know.
I love it. We're talking to Rita Conley, our celebrity co-host for the full hour here for our live broadcast from Geo Taco on the corner of 4th and Congress in the heart of downtown Tucson. Having a great time. Brian Metzger and his entire team have rolled out the red carpet for you. Come on in. If you participated in the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl and you still have your blue wristband around your wrist like I still do, come on into Geo Taco. All you got to do is show your wristband and flash your Arizona driver's license to say that you, in fact, are a local Tucsonan, and you're going to get 20% off your bill. 20% off, not only just during the radio show, but during the entire business tonight, all the way up until close. So come on in here to Geo Taco. Now, Rita, Tucson Weekly, obviously we came to know you through that. Well-Fed Foodie on Facebook, Well-Fed Foodie blog now. But you've got some other writing assignments that I think are kind of fun.
Yeah, I've been doing Gaio.com for several years now, and it's really a lot of fun doing that, because that's a little bit more, I get to pick what I want to write about. It does go all over the world, and it's fun, you know. I get to pick basically six new restaurants every year that I can put on the blog and on the Facebook, on the website, and it's just a really nice little thing, you know. It's short, sweet, featuring the best of whatever the restaurants are, and I, you know, they tend to be kind of maybe more the upper end kinds of restaurants,
right.
But that's fine too, because then, you know, it gives me an excuse to go over there and Eat something, you know.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with a little bite and a little drink.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're going to be doing a little bit of both today. And as we move on through this show, Brian says we're going to be talking about some cocktail flights. Now, I've heard about beer flights and tequila flights. I've never heard of a cocktail flight.
No, me neither.
This is going to be very exciting. Yeah. And, of course, these great tacos here that Brian and his team have put out at Geo Taco. Kind of this, again, a blank canvas. Create the kind of taco that you have in mind. You basically pick your protein, pick your filling, pick your topping,
yep.
Work your way down, and then create this cool thing that's really just all about you. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It's like a million different things. You probably could never do it, you know, you couldn't double yourself.
Exactly. Well, I love to double myself. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about a guy who's getting a lot of attention in downtown Tucson. He is one of the new distillers that is hitting the streets in Southern Arizona. We're going to talk about craft spirits when we come back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Yay!
It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. Live from the patio at Geo Taco on the corner of 4th and Congress. Having a great time. Our after party of choice for the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. We are tearing it up with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Well-Fed Foodie on Facebook, and the author, executive producer of the Well-Fed Foodie blog, Rita Conley, is back with us.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
It's going great. Now, how's that beer treat
it's
you, Rita?
It's good, actually. It's good. And I'm not a beer drinker, but this is a good beer.
Okay, well, if you're not a beer drinker, you know, you might be a vodka drinker. You might be a gin drinker. You might be a whiskey drinker. And what a great segue that is, because we're talking spirits, artisan craft spirits here. And we are delighted to welcome to the show for his On the Menu Live debut a guy who has got something quite interesting up his sleeve. He is starting something called the Independent Distillery right here in downtown Tucson. The CEO of the Independent Distillery, Mr. Donald Northrop, is with us. What's going on,
hi,
man?
Hi, hi. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I want this to be a two-hour show.
I do,
because
too.
Because what someone said, we're going to have a spiritual guy, an artisan, spirituous executive here. I was all a quiver. I was all a quiver.
I can imagine, yes.
Kind of frightens me.
So, but anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
To you and the independent team for all you've created. Thanks. And you haven't even opened your doors yet.
This is true. This is true. 5 years in the planning process, another couple months, and we'll be open.
So give me an idea of what you have up your sleeve. So you actually are going to be opening your doors in downtown Tucson. You're going to be crafting your own spirits.
Correct.
Right here in Tucson.
Correct. What we've done is we've created... We worked with an attorney and several other distilleries or micro distilleries that wanted to open. There wasn't a license for what we wanted to do in an urban environment. There was simply a Series 1 license, which is a production license. Basically, think of it as an ethanol manufacturing plant.
Right.
Obviously, that's not what we want to do. We want to do something small, and we wanted to do something downtown.
So the last time I ordered an ethanol and water, I just kind of got a weird look.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't.
Absolutely.
Everclear.
Right, it's basically Everclear.
Exactly.
So we really wanted to be part of the revitalization of downtown, and the only way to do that was to create a new license. So we worked to get the Series 18 craft distillery license created. Took about a year and a half. Once it got created, we were able to find this location. And in finding the location, we had to scale back dramatically our operation size to fit into that space.
Right.
So instead of having big stills and everything, we're doing it very, very small. A 250-gallon still and a 500-gallon still.
Oh, nice. Just small batch.
Exactly. Very small batch.
Yes.
We'll start out with vodkas and gins. We'll work into rums, whiskeys, and bourbons as we can because of the aging process. We want to get things to the market and to the public faster.
Oh, so that's interesting. So you think about all of the spirits under the spectrum of great spirits, and you think, where do you start? Mm-hmm. What is it that you first want to introduce the Southern Arizona community to? And you're beginning with vodka and gin.
Correct.
Largely because you don't have to spend, you know, months and years, in fact, aging these spirits.
That's what it boils down to.
Beautiful.
Is bottom line is revenue. How do we generate revenue to continue to grow our business? And the easiest way is with white spirits.
So the first two spirits that we're going to see out of the independent distillery is a great vodka and a great gin.
Correct.
Talk to us about the vodka. Now, I've heard that a premium vodka has to be colorless, odorless, and tasteless. And I challenge the tasteless part, because I've had some vodkas that have changed my life, Donald Northup.
I am a firm believer that we've been fed a line for generations upon generations in our country. We believe that, as you said, it's supposed to taste like nothing.
Right.
That to me is an industrial cleaner, not something I want to drink. So what we're trying to do is encourage people to open their palates, expand the thought process of what alcohol really is. And we're bringing it back to pre-prohibition spirits.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, so what happened with prohibition is it dumbed down our taste buds.
Yeah.
And then when the 22nd Amendment happened and the Volstead Act and the repealing of prohibition, basically, you had a handful of giant manufacturers, and they lobbied hard to, you know, all the little guys were put out of business by prohibition. So there was a couple that were making medicinal spirits.
Right.
So when the prohibition, you know, came to end, these companies had control of everything.
Wow.
And so it's their determination on profits instead of taste. And that's why we don't understand what real vodka or real gin is supposed to taste like.
And you're going to help sort of redefine the
Absolutely.
Intention of those true pioneering spirit makers. This is a vodka
Correct.
In the way that vodka was supposed to be.
Correct.
Now,
Good.
What about gin? Okay, so are you really celebrating the juniper and the potential of that floral note when you're rolling out a killer gin at Independent?
Yes and no. Gin by law has to be 51% juniper base.
Right.
That's the botanical law.
Right.
Anything you do past that is open to interpretation.
Interesting.
So I can take grapefruit, ruby red grapefruit, and do a maceration, and it will eliminate the taste of the juniper almost completely. So now you'll have a more citrus forward.
And still call it a gin.
Absolutely. Gin is kind of like the wild, wild west.
I'm all a quiver again. Mm-hmm. This guy's got an amazing impact on me.
When do we do the show at the distillery?
Seriously. Fingers
crossed. This summer.
This summer. Yeah, okay, yeah. Let me just ask you, speaking of celebrities, is that Toby Hall I see over here?
That is my lovely wife and the
gosh.
President of our company.
I just absolutely love it. Okay, so Independent Distillery going to be kicking out a great vodka, a great gin, and you're actually giving us the enthusiasts of great spirits a chance to be a part of your story as well.
Absolutely. We've decided to launch a Kickstarter campaign, which jumped off at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. It's actually doing well, and for everybody that's contributed so far, thank you so much. It's really a way to incorporate the community into what we're doing and make them feel like they actually have helped build this business, and that's what it's all about, being downtown, being local, supporting the community.
And I can tell you, I will pledge right here on Live Radio that I will do this first thing tomorrow morning. I'm going to throw you some money to be a part of this because
thank
I love
you.
Your spirit,
thank
no
you,
pun
sir.
Intended.
Thank
I love your attitude. I love your commitment to the craft.
I appreciate
now,
that.
Where exactly are you guys going to be located when you do open your doors?
30 South Arizona Avenue between Congress and Broadway and 5th and 6th. Everyone seems to think it's an alley. Well, we're redefining that. We're changing that. There's a big AC Marriott hotel going in right across the street from us.
Perfect.
So we're in a perfect location, what we consider the hub of downtown.
And you're going to be doing a tasting room.
Absolutely.
You're
going to
be doing
full
tours.
Bar.
Full bar.
Tours. We didn't initially want to have a full bar. We just wanted tasting room, retail merchandise, and in order to do what we wanted to do, we had to do that. And that was one of the reasons why we kicked off this Kickstarter campaign is buying a Class 6 liquor license was really expensive.
Yeah, not easy to do.
No,
yeah,
and exactly. not easy to do. So it was a big shot to our wallet, but a necessary, you know, problem.
Right.
There's worse problems to have than having a bar. So.
We're going to be following your story.
Thank you.
A Facebook page, The Independent Distillery.
Correct.
Website address?
IndependentDistillery.com. TheIndependentDistillery.com.
TheIndependentDistillery.com. There's
Correct.
A great video that you can see that I think captures the spirit of the commitment to the spirit itself right there. Really engage. Get to know Donald Northrup and his team. Get to know about their promise, about the potential, and do what I'm going to do. Actually engage in it yourself and take a part of this story. We're going to be watching very closely, Donald Northrup,
thank you, sir.
As your story evolves, and we are so excited for what you're bringing to downtown Tucson. Again, The Independent Distillery, great vodka, great gin, and ultimately great rums and great whiskeys. We can't wait, Donald!
Thank you.
Anyway,
thank you.
We're going to take a quick Excellent. Commercial break and thank another couple sponsors, and when we come back, we're talking cocktails with the man of the hour himself, Brian Metzger from Metzger Family Restaurants, the company behind Geo Taco, and we're going to be doing it out just here in 2 minutes. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Tucson cigar fans. Here's a special announcement about an upcoming event that you won't want to miss. On Saturday, March the 14th, our good friend Jerry Yang of Jerry Cigars will be hosting his annual Cigar Madness event from noon to 5. Celebrate the spring season with your fellow cigar comrades. Meet industry celebrities from top cigar and accessory companies. Chow down on some food truck fare and enjoy 20% off all box purchases from Drew Estate, Alec Bradley, Avo, Tatuaje, Ashton, and Crowned Head Cigars. And after the event, watch as Jerry rolls out a whole roasted pig for his customers to devour, making this a must-attend moment for cigar and pork lovers everywhere. It's Cigar Madness, March 14th from noon to 5 at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. I'll see you there.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210, sitting doing an alfresco broadcast on the lovely patio of Gio Taco on the corner of 4th and Congress in downtown, the east end of downtown's historic section, here with our celebrity co-host from the Tucson Weekly and the well-fed foodie, Rita Conley.
Hey, it looks looking good here. We got some good stuff to try.
I mean, a rainbow has actually appeared in the sky,
yes.
And there's nary any precipitation in sight. But every time we come to Gio Taco, it's all about vibrancy. It's all about energy. It's all about color. And
gorgeous.
What just arrived on the table is a manifestation of all of them. And there's only one guy here in this community that could do this next segment justice. And in fact, let me say, it is an absolute privilege for me to welcome on the show today, because Rita, it's his birthday.
Happy birthday!
Ryan Metzger is with us. What's going on, brother?
Thank you guys so much for that birthday welcome. I'm so happy. I'm on my porch as well at home. I'm sorry I couldn't be down there with you guys.
Well, you might be on your porch at home on your birthday, but I bet you don't have a cornucopia of colored cocktails on your back patio.
You know, we wanted to start you off with that flight of our hand-crafted tap cocktails. I think it's really... You know, I appreciate the vibrant comments. I love that patio today. It's probably a gorgeous day down there, and all the people walking around. And why not start with a couple of four of our favorite cocktails? Why not?
You know, we talked about the whole idea of a flight, and of course, we all love the beer flights. And I've even had a tequila flight, and not too long ago, I had a bourbon flight. But I've never had a cocktail flight, and you can do that right here at Gio Taco. And when Josh Proctor, the man in charge here at Gio, brought these cocktails over to us, and of course we're going to have all these pictures up on Instagram and up on our Facebook page,
and the well-fed foodie
as well. Again, it's just sort of something different. Dare I say, totally unexpected, Brian Metzger.
You know, I think it was a fitting name for a restaurant when I started. You know, Gio being my stepson. You know, doing tacos, but then totally unexpected, left things open for us to just have a great time and really kind of fulfill the wants and needs of our community. And I think it's just been, you know, a great way to show it through food. And now we see it through some, you know, just some simple cocktails that, you know, because we have them all on tap, and it allows us to kind of create this fast, casual bar that allows us to be fast and consistent and make these drinks with all the passion that we have making any cocktails. You know, then we show that we have games now and brought in a old-style Pac-Man and, that crane game. And so why not just kind of walk in unexpectedly looking to have a great time?
Just gorgeous. Okay, so you've got these cocktails that you've rolled out. And now, Gio Taco, you know, full bar, like Brian said, fast casual bar. And let me say, Tucson's very first fast casual bar. Created sort of this new genre, which I absolutely love. You've got some wonderful beers here, great local Arizona beers, and just this really cool concept. But you've got these tap cocktails that have been brought to us in these, these are like big shot glasses. These are like Matt Russell shot glasses. But anyway, so we've got four cocktails to try. Tell us about this Gio Punch that we're going to start with.
That was, you know, our signature. We wanted to start off, and we love to infuse cocktails. You know, we like to take our own base spirit, and we think if we can do it better than someone else who's selling it to us, it's got to be that more handcrafted, and we like that. So the Gio kind of centers around this strawberry rum, and I can kind of stop there because, man, strawberry rum sounds really good to me, you know? And we just wanted to make a vibrant, tangy, somewhat kind of sweet but balanced punch that stands behind who we are as a company. We also have the same drink at Poppy Kitchen, which do the tap cocktails as well, and so we thought we'd share that cocktail at both Gio and Poppy, because it really has become one of those things that's just taken off. Just looking at it, it's fun. Our garnish is just a simple pineapple leaf, but, you know, I think it just looks like something you want to just sort of down, you know, which is kind of exciting as someone who builds cocktails for a living, you know.
Oh, you know, what a coincidence, Brian. You said it looks like something that someone should just want to kind of down. Well, there's a double down right here with Rita Conley and myself, Brian.
God bless you both. And Rita, I'm so happy you're down there. And thank you. I'm happy you enjoy it. Great.
So just turn up Reed a little bit so I can hear. Okay, great. Okay, so this GeoPunch strawberry rum, like you said, where do you go from there? Strawberry rum is something that we're celebrating here in this great GeoPunch that was named after Giovanni, whom we love. He's the epicenter of the brand here at Geo Taco. Now we're going to be changing colors a little bit. We're going to be going from this great, GeoPunch down to the blue sauce. What's going on with this cocktail, Brian?
Well, you know, it's my personal favorite down there, only because I guess as I grew up, my favorite color was blue, and I have a twin brother who I'd like to give a shout-out to Jay for his birthday today. He was always a red kid. So, you know, it has to be blue, and why not do whiskey? So we take blueberries, and we infuse them in whiskey. And this sort of was kind of designed after a cocktail that we built up at Jack's Kitchen called Boomberry that we now have at Poppy Kitchen. It's basically blueberry-infused vodka. It's just such a great flavor. And again, with blueberry whiskey, you really could stop there. And then we kind of just flesh it out into more of like a little fresh lime juice and just balance flavors. And it just is a home run drink. We love it.
Both of these are dangerous, Brian. These are dangerous drinks. They're going to go down so easy.
You know, if you're going to have a cocktail, they better be dangerously delicious. And they better come to you pretty quickly, hopefully.
And they're pretty, you know, you look real sophisticated in your hand, you know, it'd be great.
And I love way that you've done the blueberry in the whiskey because, as you know, Brian, I'm a great whiskey fan, and the blueberry is not a dominant sweetness.
No.
It's just a kind of a back-end suggestion of sweet. So you're not sacrificing that sort of anchor taste of the whiskey. You're just sort of tweaking a little bit,
yeah.
And that's just something that we absolutely love. So we've tried the GeoPunch and this great blue sauce. Now, we got to take a quick commercial break and thank another couple sponsors, but when we come back, we're going to finish our cocktail flight, and we're going to be talking about some tantalizing tacos that Brian Metzger and his Geo Taco team have completely redefined for us here at Geo Taco. So Brian, hang out with us for just a bit, and we'll get back with you. You're listening to On the Menu live on Power Talk 1210, live from Geo Taco. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here at Power Talk 1210. Live doing an alfresco broadcast on the patio of Geo Taco, our after party destination of choice for the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. Again, if you've got your Craft Beer Crawl wristband and you've got an ID that says you are a local Tucsonan, Brian Metzger and his team are going to slash 20% off everything, your entire bill, not only during the radio show, but also all night long during to close. And we're here with our celebrity co-host for the Tucson Weekly and the Well-Fed Foodie on Facebook and the new Well-Fed Foodie blog, Rita Conley.
It's great to be here. I love doing this show. I love it. I have a good time. And I eat good food.
We love
having you. Drinks.
We absolutely love having
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This electrifying flight of cocktails that we've had. An amazing Geo Punch strawberry rum base and this blue sauce, this blueberry infused whiskey. And there's a couple more drinks to try before we get into the food side.
Uh-oh.
Hope you're hungry, Rita Conley.
Starving.
We're here again
hungry.
With our good friend from Metzger Family Restaurants, the man who has brought us not only Geo Taco, but Jackson Tavern in Plaza Palomino on Fort Lowell and Swan, and of course Poppy Kitchen right there on the grounds of the lovely Westin La Paloma Resort. My good friend Brian Metzger is back with us. Brian, happy birthday, brother.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much. And, you know, man, it just sounds awesome. And thank you for the kind words. I wish I could be there with you today, but thanks for the kind words and the birthday wishes. It's awesome.
Well, you know, we're going to be talking tacos here in just a couple of minutes, but we got a couple of cocktails left to try on our cocktail flight. Something called a Rojo Limon, Brian.
Yeah. You know, that was a fun one. And, you know, we like to have fun with our cocktails. I think that's pretty clear. We like them to be quick. We like them to be cold and balanced. It's really our goal when we have a new cocktail. This one, we started with cherry-infused gin. And our goal was, you know, again, man, cherries infuse so well into gin, and it kind of takes a little bit of the edge off it, so it makes it a little more approachable by more people. And gin's kind of a hit-or-miss spirit sometimes. So we just went with, you know, red and green, and we named it after a good friend of ours, Erin Larson, who's just a fiery redhead. And I thought, she asked if I'd create a cocktail for her, and I thought, man, this is just perfect.
Beautiful. Rita, have you tried this Rojo Limon?
I'm going to do that right now.
Beautiful. You know, we were talking to Donald Northrup of the Independent Distillery, who's going to be opening his doors here soon, later this spring, downtown. And he's going to be crafting some great vodkas and some great gins as well. And he told us a little, an interesting story about gin and about how it has to be a certain percentage of juniper. But after that percentage, you can pretty much do whatever you want
with
the cocktail.
That's really interesting.
And this is a very playful cocktail, I think, this Rojo Limon. I mean, you're bringing in a number of different flavors into this, but you also are celebrating what gin is in a cocktail.
I appreciate that. You know, we've always kind of, at the inception, the first cocktail I really ever made as an owner of a business was Jack's Ice Water, which was our house cocktail at Jack's Kitchen, and actually now is our house cocktail at Poppy Kitchen. And it really took a citrus gin and a citrus vodka, and I really wanted to try and, not that I have to introduce gin to the world, because obviously gin and tonics go way back, but you know, in putting into a feature cocktail that everyone can enjoy. And so this becomes kind of if you take away the name, it's basically a cherry limeade from Sonic. You know, really is where we started with this cocktail, and I think it has sort of that playful bubbliness as well to it, which is pretty fun.
A playful bubbliness. I mean, what a coincidence. That's almost like our celebrity co-host. There's your, you know, Rita Conley has a playful bubbliness about her. of course, now these cocktail flights served in smaller glasses, so you can sort of taste your way through the spectrum of flavors and different sort of personalities for your palate. But I'm looking over at my good friend Wendy Hathorn, who is sitting over there, who seems to be empty, but that's just me. Wendy, can I buy you another drink? Come in very tall and proud glasses, do they not, Brian Metzger?
Yeah, they really, you know, we like to celebrate that cocktail and show it off, and you know, the vibrant colors are intentional, and I think it really shows through. And we just love the pricing. We love you can come down and get basically one of our house-crafted cocktails for, you know, as cheap a cocktail in that style as you can get around the neighborhood. And, you know, we finished with the one margarita, which is sort of my favorite drink I think I've ever made. You know, I had the fortune winning the 2010 and 9 World Margarita Championship with this drink, and it really sort of sent us to a different place, and it's just my favorite balanced margarita you can get.
I agree, and I have spoken widely about this particular cocktail pretty much in every cocktail circuit that I've been on. I think what you have done to the margarita, I mean, it's almost kind of a disservice to even call it a margarita, because of course in this town, you know, we know what a margarita can be, and we certainly know what a margarita can't be, and there's a lot of cans in town, but there is a lot of cans, and I think you have almost created a whole new genre for the margarita category. Now talk about this one margarita, again, an award-winning blue ribbon cocktail. It's always my go-to cocktail at Geo Taco. Break this cocktail down for us, Brian.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we have to start with 100% blue agave tequila at the base. And rather than infusing that tequila with this drink, what we thought we would do is we'd add simple components. So a margarita typically has a tequila, lime juice, and some sweetening agent makes basically a margarita. So we looked at that and broke it down to those pieces. So our tequila is 100% blue agave. We love that. It's Corazon, which is a great brand, a little bit smoky. And then the sweetener agent, we took simple syrup and just looked at it as a vessel. And basically we steeped fresh basil and fresh orange zest in it for, you know, we basically made a tea, if you will, for right. about, you know, it stays in for about an hour. So it's this nice concentrated pop of orange and basil and sweet. And then we add triple juice, which is our fresh blend of orange, lemon, and lime. And then that makes the base of the drink. So when we pull it out of the handle, that's what comes out. And I think the kicker finish is we throw in a little granita, like a shaved yes. ice, using the basil, fresh orange juice, a little bit of zest. And it kind of just adds this kind of finishing touch. And then as you shake it, it kind of freezes and froths it a little bit. And then you're left with the drink in front of you.
Brian, I love when you freeze and froth. I just love it. Now, the basil is my favorite component of this cocktail because it's, again, I have to say it again, totally unexpected. You don't right. think about that herb when you're enjoying a margarita, but it kisses you and you think, oh my gosh, he's put basil in a margarita.
Well, it's balanced. You know, I mean, everything in here is in balance, and it works really nicely because all too often you get a margarita and all you taste is tequila or all you taste is salt. And this is like in balance. It's a beautiful drink.
And that's what a great cocktail should be.
Exactly.
So cocktail flights, great tap cocktails, thoughtful, innovative, forward-thinking cocktails. Of course, part of a full bar here at Geo Taco. Now, I just got a text from one of our listeners. Our good friend John Farlow says he loves the one margarita, but he also loves the one martini. Rita, do you remember the one martini?
You know, I do up at Jack's Tavern, correct?
Yeah, it was a Jack's originally.
Right.
I believe it was Kettle One vodka, ice cold,
right.
With an olive that was stuffed with Newski's bacon. Is
That's
that right,
right,
Brian?
Well, it's called the best, just to get the naming right. And
I'm happy
to report
best.
That
That's
exact
right.
drink that you named is currently at Poppy Kitchen. It's really just the properly shaken, ice-cold Kettle One, and we make these beautiful bacon-stuffed olives, and it just is, it's our favorite classic cocktail.
I love it. Well, we have made our way through a flight of cocktails here, but, you know, we're here to talk about an amazing culinary experience. And you know what? Can you have a culinary experience, Rita Conley, when you're talking about the taco?
Most definitely. It's like the second, well, I shouldn't say second. It's like pizza. You know what I mean? Pizza, people go, oh, it's a junk food. No, it's not a junk food. Tacos aren't junk food. You've got your grain. You've got your vegetable, you've got your protein, I mean, and your dairy. What more could you ask for?
Exactly. And what I love about Geo Taco is in this sort of refreshed concept that they rolled out for us not too long ago, we're sort of putting the customer in charge. We're sort of putting you in charge of your own experience. And at Geo Taco, you come in, again, a blank canvas. Think about what a taco means to you.
Right.
Depending on the day you're having, the mood you're in, what is speaking to you, what your palate and your personality is all about. And you actually can manifest a taco that's built around that experience. And Geo Taco says, yes, please, we're going to serve that up for you. So, Brian, talk about this cool concept that you and your team have created over here at Geo Taco.
Well, thank you. You know, I really agree with you to make this easy. You know, we really built Geo for Tucson. We listened as we opened, and we thought we had something unique and fun. And then we listened as we made a slight tweak. And now I love the fact that, as a guest, you do get a chance to play with fun flavors that we're going to present to you, but how you put them together in a lot of ways is up to you. And then we get to have fun on our own with our taco of the week, which I'm so excited right now, is the fishy pig, which really was our standout taco as we opened. It was able to make it on the cover of the top 100 craveable dishes in the spring, in the weekly, and thanks to all you guys. And so that was so cool. So it finally came back as our taco of the week. And then we're rolling into, I mean, my favorite taco, only because it's my namesake, but the Metzger dip is coming out on Thursday. So we still get to have fun and create and pull flavors together that are unique and different, and then let people come in and sort of not only tweak their tacos, which I think is super great. I know you guys have a layout of six or so different kind of combinations. And, you know, it was so important to us that we offer fresh. And we stand behind that, you know, so we make our own tortillas, our own corn tortillas in the house. We buy the flour from Alejandro's. I just look at if you do it great, we should tip our cap, and so I think their flour tortillas are the best. We offer bib lettuce cups as an option for your taco if you're not into the carb, or if you're not, I don't know, if you don't like corn tortillas or for whatever reason. And so that's the fresh component. And then, you know, we sort of offered our six favorite fillings, whether it's our house-smoked barbecue pork that we still do, if it's our Korean barbecue beef. We offer chicken that's freshly grilled with ancho chili. We have grilled steak. And then we've got this great veggie option, which I personally love. It's my favorite thing when I go. We won a competition in November with the March of Dimes, and it was at a charity event that we were so proud to be a part of. And basically, they all voted on their favorite folic acid dish that was one of the things of the awareness of November's month for March of Dimes. And we loved that our Calabacitas taco won, so we thought we'd bring the veggies down to Chio in that style so people can enjoy that as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
Beautiful.
For me.
Absolutely. And, you know, as long as we're talking about bests and biggests and number ones and blue ribbons, I just saw not too long ago in the Arizona Daily Star, there was a story that was published about the top five places that are kid-friendly. And, you know, shucks, Brian Metzger, Gio Taco was number one.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. That makes us really happy. You know, it's now that we have, you know, my son Breck just turned one last week, so now we have the four kids. I'd love to give a big shout-out to Abby, who's my oldest, next to me here. She's 10. She has celebrated a birthday as well, so she turned 10 on the 10th, which is crazy for me. You know, Jack is 8.5, Gio is 6, and now Breck turned 1. So we needed to have somewhere that we could go that listened to parents who need somewhere to go with their kids and let them have a good time and let us have a good time. And so Gio Family Night was born on Sundays, which says to anyone between 3 and 7, we do a special happy hour for adults between 3 and 7. And then for kids, we bring in a couple fun things. First and foremost is that kids eat free under 12. So with a paying adult, you can bring your kid with you, and they get to eat for free. And they get to have their face painted. There's a face painter there. There's balloon animals. We now have the games. And so it really is becoming a Sunday where, thankfully, parents are really appreciating it, and what a cool thing for Kristen, who's an awesome mom of her own, to shout out about us. We really appreciate that.
I love it, and I can't believe Abby is 10 either. That just shocks me. And as long as we're talking about Abby, just a quick aside, I am so excited that my favorite burger in Tucson has been revealed at Jackson Tavern. The Abby Burger is back, fellow foodies, at Jackson Tavern on the corner of Fort Lowell and Swan and Plaza Palomino. This is an amazing burger, but that's for a whole other show. But Brian, we've got some food to eat here. Josh, in his wisdom, has brought out some great tacos for us to enjoy. Why don't you talk a little bit about this particular taco here that's got the bib lettuce cup around it. Now he keeps bringing food. This is Josh, where have you been all my life? Do you make house calls, Josh Proctor?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the bib lettuce cup? This is the Korean beef we're talking about?
It is. So, you know, we kind of wanted to give the opportunity for our guests to still have some of our favorites and just actually make them cheaper. This is a great example of one. This is still our Korean barbecue taco that was our number one favorite. We did a vote off around the World Cup time, and the Korean barbecue won. So it's the most fresh taco that we have, and I think it just has so many unique flavors. So what we've done is we've chose a taco, which is now only $2.50, which is fantastic. We made them cheaper, to our community to say, hey, we're in a recession, and let's have more fun here, so why not? So we start at $2.50. We chose the bib lettuce cup. Then we throw in, for nothing, we throw in our Korean barbecue beef. Every taco comes with cabbage, and you've got some lime and some cilantro. And then we added, for I think it's 25 cents a taco, the mango pico de gallo, which basically is mango and carrots and some pineapple soda, and that was always our kind of garnish on the taco. So now for $2.75, which I hate talking money, it's just nicer to be less expensive for the same experience, you know?
And you've got to be braising this beef for, 4 days? I mean, this is the most tender beef, a Korean beef. And, again, I don't know that anybody is doing a pineapple soda, Rita Conley.
I don't think so.
On a taco.
I don't think so.
My gosh. Okay, so this is, and again, $2.50, $2.75 for this gorgeous full flavor, and let's just say, let's call it what it is, it's beautiful on the eyes, too.
All of them. All of them are gorgeous.
They're beautifully done aesthetically. They're gorgeous dishes here. And again, the price point is, I mean, frankly, it can't be beat. So, of course, it's only an hour show, so we can't go through every taco. But let's do talk about this March of Dimes, because I think this is pretty cool. So of all the people and all the restaurants that came out and killed some great dishes with sort of this March of Dimes criteria around using foods that are high in folic acid, you've got this March of Dimes, this MOD veggie taco. Talk about that, because I'm diving in, man.
I appreciate that. You know, I think what's so cool about Geo is for anyone that's vegetarian or is gluten intolerant or is vegan, there's ways for you now to come in and not think about and not worry about, oh my goodness, are they going to make this right? And we wanted to embrace that. When we heard about this charity event, which, you know, if I could just take a second, I'm very proud of how much charity work we do. And so this event was something special. It just felt different. Good friend of mine, April Ott, was the chair on this event, and it was at the Elton Q Store. It was a beautiful setting. And it was about folic acid awareness, which truthfully, neither myself nor Virginia Wooters, my partner, I would say were up on folic acid awareness, but what a great way to look at infants and how they, you know, mature. And so we want to embrace that. So they had a list of 45 different items you could use to put together to create a dish. And there were probably 8 or 10 or 12 restaurants out there, and they did a great job. It just, for us, we went back to the humble taco, and we used ingredients like sweet pea and cilantro to make a corn tortilla. We had these calabacitas and different winter squash with a pumpkin seed salsa to add a pop of flavor, and some fresh greens. We just kind of chopped some romaine, which is also an item that worked out really well. And so you got this taco that was a freshly made corn tortilla with great, vibrant vegetable options in the middle. We had this crunch from the romaine and the pumpkin seed salsa that we offer over in our with our free chips and salsa, that or our kind of plain. It just was an awesome bite, and I was sort of wondering if a simple taco could win this, because there was a lot of restaurants that did great things, and to finish on top was really something special for us.
Just beautiful. You know what? We're going to be doing our trivia question here in just a second, but there's something that you said that did not get by me, and you just sort of said it and you moved on like it was just another day for Brian Metzger. But did you say that the Metzger Dip Taco was going to be making a triumphant return right here to Geo Taco?
I'm really excited. You know, I think as we made the change and some things like prime rib that we didn't have any longer in the restaurant were just not possible for us to do, we kept telling our fans, who said, where's the Metzger Dip? It's coming. And we really hadn't seen the fishy pig since July. And so I really wanted to give that back first, because we've listened, and that's been the one that people have been asking for the most. And now to have this Metzger Dip, which I really think sort of exemplifies what Geo is. It's basically the best prime rib dip you've ever had on a taco.
Totally.
So
totally.
If you haven't yet had one on a taco, I can definitely say that. You know.
So, and that rolls out, you said, on Thursday it's coming back?
Thursday we're bringing it back. So getting it ready for the weekend.
Okay.
And I know there's some fans out there. Andrea, who's our super fan, will love the fact that prime rib dip is back in the form of Metzger dip on a taco.
Love it. Okay, well, I know we've got a whole audience out there that wants to experience Geo Taco for themselves, and of course, at the end of every show, we offer you, fellow foodie, the opportunity to call in and try to guess the answer to the week's trivia question, and whoever calls in and gets in first with the right answer, you're going to be the lucky winner of a gift certificate to experience Geo Taco for yourself. Now, Brian, have you thought about what a fun question would be this week to ask our listeners?
Well, I think given it's a special day to me, I kind of look back and look at my family. So I'd ask the question, where did the name Geo Taco come from?
Oh, great question. Great question. Okay, so we want to know, where did the name Geo Taco come from? Fun name for a restaurant. What does it mean? Where did it come from? What was the inspiration? Where did Geo Taco come from? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance to win a gift certificate for Geo Taco. Good luck, fellow foodies. Get your dialing fingers ready, and we'll be right back.
is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210, live from the patio of Gio Taco on the corner of 4th and Congress. Having a great time with my celebrity co-host Rita Conley.
Excuse me, Matt, my mouth is full.
You know, how can it not be full here at Gio Taco? I mean, full with a symphony of flavors. And I think Brian Metzger, who had to leave, you know, it's his birthday. We need to give him some time to enjoy with his family.
Exactly.
But we'll talk about Brian and all the good stuff that he really has helped to introduce here to Southern Arizona. We got some callers on the line that think that they know the answer to the question. Again, for a gift certificate to Gio Taco, if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call. The question is, where did the name Gio Taco come from? I love the name. I love the attitude of this place. But what was the inspiration? What does Gio Taco mean? And the number to call, 750-7456. Again, 750-7456. And we're going to go to line one and see if Mike knows the answer to the question. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, we're having some great cocktails, some great tacos. Wish you were here. But anyway, I don't know if you and I have ever met before, but you sound like you've got the sound of confidence in your voice. Anyway, so we want to know, where did the name Gio Taco come from?
Oh, from his stepson. I believe it's his third kid.
Okay, so Mike says it is his stepson, and he believes it's his third kid. Now, Mike, are you a member of the Metzger family?
No, I'm not, but I heard him when you interviewed him on the other station you were on. And when did you make the switch to the new station?
Oh, well, listen to you. You sound like an On the Menu Live groupie. Yes, we made the switch to Power Talk 1210 about 6 weeks ago, and we've never been happier. But anyway, Mike, I don't know if you were an uncle or a cousin or anyway involved in the Metzger family, but you, sir, are absolutely correct. You won. Absolutely, round of applause for our friend Mike. So, well, I don't know if you've ever been to Gio Taco, Mike, but you are in for a treat. You are so right. Gio Giovanni is Brian's stepson. He is son number three. Of course, son number four is Brett, who was just born about a year ago. But anyway, Mike, don't go away, because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card to you, sir, and you are in for a treat. Thank you so much for listening, Mike.
All right, thank you. I just found you today after 6 weeks. You went away on that other station. I just found you today flipping through channels.
Great. Power Talk 1210 every Saturday at 4. Tell your friends, Mike.
All right, thanks.
Thanks so much. So, Rita, our first caller.
Excellent.
Nailed it.
Outstanding. People are paying attention. That's good.
I like that. And, of course, he said, I didn't know you moved to another station. I've been missing you for six weeks.
That's a nice lead-in for you.
So, we've enjoyed some great cocktails, some great tacos, some wonderful sides. Now, I see that Brian has delivered some thrifty ice cream sundaes. Now, let me say, you can't get thrifty ice cream many places. Now, I grew up on thrifty ice cream. You did as well.
Me too.
So when I heard that Brian Metzger was going to be rolling out thrifty ice cream here at Geo Taco, and as I understand it, soon to be unveiled at Jackson Tavern, I started jumping up and down because this is real ice cream, mm-hmm. sort of crafted in the way ice cream should be.
Exactly, how it used to taste.
Exactly, with these gorgeous sort of house-made churros that are sort of stabbed in the side of the ice cream.
Exactly, they're
just
beautiful.
Just absolutely beautiful. But anyway, sad as it is to admit, Rita, we are out of time.
Oh, no.
Yes, indeed. But anyway, Rita Conley with the Well Fed Foodie on Facebook, Well Fed Foodie blog,
yes.
And, of course, every now and then we see your work in the Tucson Weekly.
Yep.
And we thank you for everything that you do.
Matt, I love doing this. The more I do it, the happier I'd be. I love, love, love doing this.
Well, let's do it again.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week at onthemenulive.com. And I just want to thank all of our guests, Rita Conley, Donald Northrup with the Independent Distillery, Brian Metzger from Metzger Family Restaurants, Josh Proctor from Metzger Family Restaurants. We got celebrities akimbo here, not to mention Roger and Wendy Hathorn here, our two favorite groupies. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show, of course, it's going to be online. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Rita Conley reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers. Have a great weekend, fellow foodies. We will see you at Geo Taco.